Om. Namaste, listeners. Shannon and Craig here of So How Was Your Weekend? In search of interesting answers to the world's most boring question.
You sounded very official with your om. You held that note way longer than I did. And then the whole namaste thing, like that, you sound great.
Do you think people know what we might be doing this weekend?
I hope.
If you haven't guessed it yet, it's yoga.
Yay.
But it's so much more than
yoga. It is so much more. And I'll jump in on this. We are going to a David Bowie yoga fundraising charity event of my own charity and fundraising event to help fund local, I've totally forgot what it is.
Art?
Local nonprofits. That's it. Local nonprofits. And I was like, FPA, that's the part of the nonprofit that I'm part of, which is Friends of Public Art. But it is for local nonprofits in and around the region of New England. And this is part of the fundraiser that I have been a corporate sponsor of from Be Good Restaurant. And I am running the Boston Marathon in 1 month, on Marathon Monday, April 17th. And so this money is good. All this money that we raise from going to this David Bowie yoga will be going to local nonprofits.
So a good class for a good cause.
Absolutely. And if you're interested to donate just to the fundraising anyways, you can go to CrowdRise and you can look up Burger Brigade or my name, Craig Roach, and donate there. So thank you guys very much. But we are going to yoga, and this is way more complicated than I thought it was ever going to be.
Are you getting overwhelmed?
I'm a little overwhelmed. I feel like I'm going to go contra dancing again.
It ought to be a lot slower paced than contra dancing. You'll be okay.
I feel like I should bump into less people, but I don't think like that'll necessarily happen. I feel like I still might run into folks.
You might. It's possible, but it's unlikely. If you'll just be like sitting in your own, what is that?
Funk.
No, you may be feeling like you're not doing well, but no one's counting on you. No one's depending on you to do the yoga right, so.
Okay.
It's you and your self-esteem on that mat.
Oh no, it's already so low. So, like we usually do on So How Was Your Weekend, we do pre-search, and then we talk about our expectations, and then we'll go do our event, which is yoga, and then we'll come and give our reflections on it and tell about how it went, how we were right and how we were wrong, and whether we would suggest doing it or not. So we got into some research, and I have to say, I was very overwhelmed because what I think of as yoga is stretching, various poses, maybe some breathing, yoga pants, fit people. And then I realized that there was so much more, that it went back, you know, 5,000 years into, like, sacred texts.
Your starting point is certainly only scratching the surface.
Right.
For sure. It's a super ancient practice, and it's very complicated. There are a lot of elements to it, as I'm sure you learned. But I think we both agree that the 5,000-year history is too vast to cover completely in an episode of our podcast.
Right, and I think that was my freak out. I was like, I have to cover 5,000 years in 10 minutes of research, and I was just, it was bad.
Right. I don't think we have to do that, though.
Okay.
Given the enormous history of yoga, I think instead we ought to just share a few facts about yoga that we found most interesting.
All right. One of the things I found was really interesting is that I knew it was really old. Like, that was kind of like my common knowledge. Like, I knew it was around for a very long time. But it wasn't old in our country. I mean, again, our country's not that old, but it's still relatively brand new in our country and has totally swept the nation-ish, the world. Yoga studios everywhere. Obviously, we're doing a themed one. And it's something that people practice all the time, but it's new. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It was kind of like arm wrestling, where like it started in a bar, and I thought that it was going further back, but it's basically a new sport.
Right. I guess if you think of it in terms of the Western expansion of yoga, it's fairly new in the Western world and thriving. Should I do a fact now?
Absolutely.
Okay. The first fact that I want to share will tie in with what you said. So yoga is relatively new in the Western world. I, through research, learned that many consider Henry David Thoreau to be America's first practicing yogi. So when he was on his solo mission on Walden Pond, apparently he spent a lot of time sitting in meditation, potentially doing yoga, and this was in 1847.
I have read about 7/8 of that book, which has taken me a year, and he hasn't mentioned anything about that. So that's interesting to me that he wouldn't sort of, well, I mean, he had nothing else to write about. He talked about squirrels coming in and hanging out in his cabin, so.
I believe the article I read quoted some passages from the book that don't directly state I was practicing yoga. I don't know that much about Thoreau. I don't know what interactions he may have had with individuals from India where he would have, like, he might have unknowingly been practicing yoga.
Maybe like the offshoot of the religion part. Like,
and the meditation piece of it also.
And so not just bending over, trying to touch your toes.
No, I mean, technically, I think people would say you can practice yoga without moving at all. Stillness is a...
You just blew my mind.
Stillness is a big part of it, actually.
Okay. I'm going to have a hard time with that. Just being still. Okay.
There you go.
Outstanding.
Is it getting too meta for you?
Yeah. Whoa.
All right, your turn. Another fact, please.
Another fact. Oh boy. I'm a skeptic and am into science and empirical evidence. And one of the pieces of information I found that, again, with this new westward expansion, that there was a yogi in 1919, Yogendra Mastamani, who sort of developed the Hatha yoga. I guess there's like plenty types of yoga, but this kind
so
of
so many.
He came to the United States, was here for about 3 years, taught, and then went back to India. And when he went back to India, started to study the science and the benefits of yoga and how it affects all the different systems. So that interested me that, really 100 years ago, were they really starting to investigate all the benefits of it?
So I guess 5,000 years ago, it started off as a spiritual practice, I believe.
Sure. Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's like dinosaurs. I know it's not really dinosaurs for people out there like that, but yeah, it's a long...
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around that.
Okay, my turn for a fact?
Your turn.
I guess I'll go in chronological order. So now I'm jumping ahead to 1893, and this is the point in time where I think people agree that yoga really made its first appearance in the West. Swami Vivekananda, I apologize for the pronunciation, apparently introduced Indian yoga practice to the United States in 1893. And what is interesting about this is that it was completely unintentional. He did not come here from India with any intention of spreading anything about yoga here. His purpose was to appeal for financial aid from the World Parliament to assist impoverished people in India. And I guess at whatever conference he attended or the times he spoke before Parliament, he was really highly regarded. People thought he was the man. They were like, what is he all about? And yoga took off.
Boom. It's really hard for me every time I hear the word parliament, even during history classes, to not mention George Clinton. Like, it's really very hard for me. And the parliament funkadelic. I can't, like, it's really hard for me at all times in my life.
I can see.
I know. I'm like,
you just can't resist.
I'm smiling so much. It's just crazy. But I just did. That's all I'll say. We don't need to get into George Clinton too much. Although, actually, wait, can I do one more George Clinton thing?
Please do.
One cool thing about George Clinton was, like, back in the day during NBA Jam, you could, like, put in the code and be George Clinton on NBA Jam.
For what system?
I think it was for all of them, but I was a Genesis guy.
Yeah. I was a Genesis girl, but I currently have a Super Nintendo with NBA Jam, I'm going to have to look into this.
Oh, yeah, you get to be George Clinton. He's got, like, the multicolored braids and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just made my day, sir.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
I know what I'm doing with my Friday night.
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah. So, I don't really have anything else.
So that, we'll count that as your third interesting fact.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit for that. Okay, I've been saving the best for last.
Okay.
One might ask, why David Bowie yoga, except for a mutual adoration of David Bowie from the people involved in planning the event, and the fact that one of them is a yoga teacher? Well, wouldn't you know, David Bowie is in fact one of the OGs of yoga, in the Western world, anyhow. In the 1960s is when yoga really took off in the Western world and became super popularized. And David Bowie was interested in Buddhism and Tibet. He even studied with a Buddhist monk in the 60s and was practicing yoga in the 60s. So it was a major part of his life at one point. So,
right. And I think during the research you said that it really took off in, like, 1945, 1950. So really,
it was actually the 1960s.
But, like, okay. I thought it, like, blew up in L.A. before that.
I think that may have been where it originated. That would make sense geographically.
Right. So, but either way, if it was, like, the late 40s and it started to blow up, like, 1950, and he's in on it in the 60s... as a follower, like, and studied and did all that stuff. Like, that's, he jumped on it quick.
He apparently almost became a monk.
No.
I mean, thank God that didn't happen.
It's true. Did you know his real name is Davy Jones?
Isn't that one of the monkeys?
Which is why he didn't watch, and they came out at the same time.
So wow!
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really glad that Davy Jones kept Davy Jones and that David Bowie became David Bowie.
Right. Because he was just like throwing a knife up in the air one day and was like, oh, look at this Bowie knife. And he caught it. And they're like, boom, David Bowie. That last part was a fabrication, but he was named after the knife. Like, he did choose that specifically.
Really? Yeah. Wow. I'm really glad we're not going to Davy Jones yoga this weekend.
We can go to a monkeys themed one. Right?
The Last Trantaclauses.
That was probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah, so good.
Do you remember watching that television show?
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
And I had the soundtrack. It was one of my first CDs.
It was you had it as a CD?
I had a CD.
I had it as an album.
Oh.
Which is really interesting because we're about the same age.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about how my expectations are going to be very wrong. I am scared for a lot of reasons. One, because I was very wrong about what yoga really is. I really just thought it was tights, bending over, doing some breathing. And I've done a little bit in my life, and it's a good workout. Like, I always end up, like, breathing pretty heavy. Like, I'm just bending over. What is going on? I mean, and I'm not out of shape. Like, I'm a little out of shape, but I'm going to go run a marathon in a month, and I've run them before. But something about yoga.
You may find yoga more tiring than running 10 miles.
Right.
Because your body may be doing things it's not used to doing.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit worried about that. I'm also a little bit interested in how, as a guy or as a male coming into a yoga class, how that will be, just being surrounded by women who, and I think there's like a huge interest from women in yoga, because I know you've done it a bunch of times, but just how sort of like my gender will fit into this class and this experience.
I would say that yoga, at least in this country, is very female-centric. And now it all makes sense that you brought up the 40s and 50s in LA, because one thing that did come up in my research is it was around that time that yoga became linked to health and beauty. And if it's been marketed that way for 60 years, it's that branding has pretty much mm-hmm. stuck, I think. And it's a huge financial industry now, marketing yoga to women.
Oh, yeah. Yoga pants alone.
Right. I can't name a store that sells men's yoga clothing, but I could name probably 10 companies right now that are known for women's yoga clothing. I will tell you, it seems like from the few classes I've been to in Vermont and New Hampshire that you may be in good company and have some male counterparts. Up here, I have seen more males attending yoga class than any other place that I practice yoga.
All right. So. I mean, I don't really have any hesitation to go. I've never gone just because I'm just doing other things, but that'll be interesting for me just to sort of feel my way through a yoga class being one of a minority, I guess.
Right.
So anyway, so I'll look forward to that. And I'm sort of looking forward to seeing how physical and how tired I really am going to be.
Well, it's also interesting that you said you think it will probably be a decent workout. And I guess this goes into the many different types of yoga. And remember, I said part of it is stillness. So there are types of yoga like vinyasa that are super vigorous and you are moving all the time that would be considered more challenging. And you're getting all sweaty and that's kind of the intention of it. And then there are classes like yin yoga is one very focused on stillness where you will get in a pose and be in that pose for 5 to 7 minutes. I think that like we're probably
sitting down or lying on the couch. I can do that one really well.
No, you're in an actual yoga pose, not a super strenuous one. It's not like you're in downward dog for 5 to 7 minutes. It's the more like on the floor, not super strenuous ones. Mm. But I think what we'll be doing is probably hatha based, which is somewhat in the middle. So not super. That's what I'm anticipating, is that it'll be sort of a middle of the road type of experience.
So will I be like standing on my head? Or anything like that?
That's highly doubtful.
Okay.
That's more of an advanced level move.
Okay.
But also, yoga teachers, just like teachers in a school, differentiate for the various levels of experience if they're a good yoga teacher, and I know our friend is. So sometimes in classes I've been in, they will give the more experienced people time to go over to the ball and practice their headstands, but there's also something else if you're a beginner that you can be working on that would be like your first baby step into someday doing a headstand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. Yoga instructors, if you might see people bending over and twisting and doing things that you can't imagine doing,
right.
But there are always modifications and also props to help, you know,
right,
keep your body where it's supposed to be in a pose.
So what are you gonna wear?
So
we have to ask that question.
Yeah, totally. And this is a great one. Anyone that knows me at all knows that when there is a theme, I go big with the theme. So there's going to be a lot of makeup. I have not determined precisely what Bowie look I want to go for, but I'm not just going to throw on a Bowie t-shirt and some yoga pants and show
so
up.
So dismissive about that.
It's a theme.
It's a theme. Well, I'm.
It requires.
It's my theme.
Full
and my,
devotion.
My charity event. I think I'm just gonna. Well, I mean, tights is dressing up for me. Dressing down. Just tights.
You are all about rocking these tights.
It feels. I get it. I get tights now.
All right.
I got my running
You haven't
tights.
Even done yoga yet, and you're already converted to the tights.
Well, I mean, just from the running tights.
So you're saying you understand why I wear leggings every single day?
I don't understand why people wouldn't.
Exactly. Real pants are for people with a lot more motivation than I.
Right.
And that like being uncomfortable all the time.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else?
I'm really glad I got to sneak in my, like, tirade against real pants.
That's very nice. For anyone out there wearing real pants, if you want to send some mail, you can, or follow us on Twitter.
If you're wearing real pants, you're doing it wrong.
Right. So let's do this. You could find pictures of us and maybe some videos on any one of the social medias that we have out there if you
We have want so to. Many now.
So many.
Snapchat?
We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's do this and we'll come back and we'll let you know everything.
Namaste. Hello, everyone. Craig and Shannon here. We are back from David Bowie Yoga, also known as BOGA. It's a thing.
No, trust me. No, it might be a thing. Yes, we are back. I am a little bit more limber than I was before. But before we get into our reflections and what happened and what we wore, I just want to say thank you to everyone who showed up, supported me for this fundraiser that goes to local nonprofits and supporting me in my run for the Boston Marathon, which I believe is probably happening today for the release date when we're out there. So thank you for everyone who has donated. You can still find me on CrowdRise. Just look me up, Craig Roach, and all that. Again, all that money goes to local nonprofits, but I want to say thank you so, so much to all the yogaers who came and supported me, so I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
The yogis and yoginis.
Oh, mm-hmm. I suppose, maybe.
Wow, we timed that so well. That wasn't even intentional with the release date. Wow, well done on us if that turns out to be the case.
I believe it will be. All right. So, you looked amazing. You always look amazing. But
thank
you. You looked extra amazing on BOGA Day.
I don't know what makes you say that.
Well, if you are listening, you guys can actually go check out pictures of Shannon and myself on Twitter and Facebook and all those other good things and really check out what it is. But tell me, what was your inspiration?
So here's the deal. I think we discussed in our pre-recording that I don't mess around when it comes to themes.
Mm-mm.
I believe in going big or going home. I fully commit. And here's the situation I was in. So it's David Bowie. What's she gonna do? Oh, why don't I put a lightning bolt on my face? No, that's tired.
Oh.
Then you go, okay, what am I gonna do? I'm going to like Ziggy Stardust this with my like gold circle on my forehead, whatever. Unfortunately, I've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not my first time
dressing
up as David Bowie. So I went through the archives and I found a picture of him from the cover of a French magazine in the 70s, I believe. And it was pretty much like a green circle drawn around my face, all filled in super bright green, with a bunch of red all around the side of my face and super pink cheeks. And the only thing I was missing was one blue contact and one red contact. That would have completed it.
Over the top.
Apparently they sell colored contacts at gas stations now, but I would advise not to go buy those and put them in my eyes.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up. Oh, whatever. You can buy a lot of stuff there.
You can buy anything there now.
Right. Wow. Yes, and you did it, and our yogi, Veronica, also got a little bit of makeup applied,
when she got there from you. And that was it for dress up. I really wanted to go as David Bowie from Labyrinth, but I couldn't pull that off.
You were busy getting other parts organized.
Yeah, it was like my fourth or fifth burner.
Can we talk about the excellent t-shirts?
The t-shirts, absolutely. Atomic Design came through. Yellow shirts, David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust, but instead of the lightning bolt, had the ohm symbol. We actually have a couple extra, so that's a good pitch that maybe we should put up on the website if you want to buy some and contribute to the fund. We have a couple sizes left over.
That's brilliant.
Wow. Shannon, you're marvelous.
We're the dream team.
Woo.
Wow. Yeah, so a lot of people were rocking their BOGA t-shirts, which was very cool. I guess that's all I have to say about the fashion. You were rocking your
tights.
You were in all your glory.
But I did not wear the tights that I wanted to wear in my tights, like the tights that I wanted to wear, because I didn't get around to doing laundry. They were, like, at the very bottom. And I had a freak out. I was like, where are my tights? Which is very interesting for me just to say out loud, especially for all the listeners. And I was kind of devastated. But I did have a backup pair, which was very helpful. I can understand why people wear them to yoga.
They were neon, and I feel like that was in the spirit of the weakness. So.
But.
Well done there.
Mm-hmm. But I felt good. My son was there. My wife was there. A lot of really good friends were there. And people I didn't even know. And we did yoga. And it was not at all what I expected.
It was quite a party.
It was a party. And I had a hard time not singing. But I suppose like we could probably get into that a little bit later about what really happened. But my expectations were fully blown. Like, as we started. Like, again, yoga to me was standing in tree pose, stillness, and that just did not happen at all.
Right, I brought that up, that I thought that would be the most challenging part for you.
And,
so
yeah.
I think this is where we shout out Veronica, our yoga teacher, for being the bomb, because she wrote an amazing lesson plan to go along with the Bowie playlist she had made so that our movements were totally going with the flow of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 90-minute class. That's a lot of planning.
That is
to do a 90-minute soundtrack and lesson plan to like make sure the flow of the class is going with that soundtrack. She rocked it.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best.
It was great. And even snuck in a little bit of Labyrinth at the end. Didn't see that coming. Boom, it happens.
She's a true fan.
Yeah, what's that called? Like when you just like sit and chill? I was like, what's that time called?
Are you talking about the end when you're laying there?
Yeah, what's that called?
Shavasana?
Sure, I love that.
Yeah,
snuck it on in there. Whew.
That was great.
Curveball. But maybe take a break and come on back, and then we can talk about what really happens.
Get into the details.
The super deets.
The nitty gritty.
All right. And we have just gone through what our expectations and of course what we wore at Dave and Bowie Yoga, and we're going to get into what actually happens when Craig has to touch the floor with his palms. Answer is it doesn't happen, but I get almost down there all the way.
All right.
But again, as I talked a little bit about before, it was harder than I thought it was going to be. At the end, I definitely felt like I did a whole lot of exercising. But it wasn't the stillness that you knew I was going to have trouble with that I anticipated. But it was the concentration that I had a hard time with. But Veronica said at the very beginning of the session to not be competitive. But you can talk about that. Because you have
so,
your own thing.
I have a thing. Here's the thing. Yoga teachers generally at the beginning of a yoga class, if they don't know the class, will ask how many people have done yoga before and give sort of a little intro speech, which includes sort of like, remember, it's okay if you're not as flexible as other people, and your yoga is your yoga, and it's about you, and it's not about being competitive. And when Veronica was saying that, I actually looked at the person next to me and kind of whispered to her, "You're going down." Jokingly, but I'm not a super competitive person. I think it's more that I'm a self-conscious person. And so maybe I'm competing with myself. But no matter how many times I hear it in yoga class, I'm very concerned with doing the poses right. And I know anyone that knows anything about yoga knows there's no such thing as right. But in my mind, the way the teacher is doing it is right. And if I'm not doing it that way, I am not pleased with myself.
I don't think I would have made it competitive or felt the need to be aware of that if she didn't say anything. And I guess if the other yoga teachers or yogis do that as well, like, now that you've mentioned the word competition, now I'm going to start, like, sizing people up.
Right, and sizing yourself up. I've done a lot of yoga and different styles of yoga, so I think it's better for you to speak a little to what you thought of the actual class and the pace and the style.
Yeah, so I had been used to doing poses in for long periods of time. Tree pose, downward dog, planking, all that stuff, and holding it. And that wasn't really what was going on here, which I really enjoyed. So there was a little bit of time where I had to concentrate, which was difficult. But there were parts, and again, there's names for all of the different movements or the different flows that you go through.
There was a lot of flow, though.
So much flow. So we went through basic poses in the beginning, which I thought was like a sort of like a great introduction or reintroduction of how yoga actually is supposed to work and sort of concentrate on what you're trying to do with your body. I mean, it's just difficult.
It started out pretty slow.
Yeah, pretty chill. Yeah, these are the poses we're going to go do. Here's the stages that this week we're going to go through. And then it kicked up into, like, I would say, like, what's the dancing street fighting thing? It's not Chupacabra. That's not it.
It's definitely not Chupacabra. Are you talking about the Brazilian
thing? Yeah, what's that called? Something like that.
I know it.
There's, like, even a movie. Do you remember there's a movie?
Insane.
Anyways. Well, you keep thinking. Anyway, so it went into these very fast poses and moves that we just had gone through slowly. And it was aerobically great for me. Like, I really enjoyed that part because I was able to move. It wasn't so much about how far I was stretching, but the fact that I was getting into that pose at my comfort level and moving quickly out of it. So that was great. It sort of felt like cross-training to me.
I was just going to say it was almost like an interval training type of yoga class, which was pretty cool and really perfect for the group of people we were doing yoga with, I think, because I didn't know everyone there, but
yeah,
pretty much the majority of the people there are at runners or into
CrossFit or TRX or lifting. It's a very active group.
Right. And so this class, I think, was perfect for the type of people that were attending it.
So I had, that was my favorite part out of the 90 minutes, with an asterisk onto that. But just because I was able to feel like I was actually exercising.
And elevating your heart.
And elevating my heart rate and moving and doing that. So I definitely enjoyed that. On the side note of that, that's like where my wife, who has done plenty of yoga classes, was like, oh, that was kind of hard. Like, I wish she kind of slowed it down. I liked it because she loved the whole class. Everyone had really good positive things to say. But that was the part where she didn't quite enjoy. So I think she wanted the concentration, slow poses. And
relaxing, right. Self-reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're flowing that hard, you're definitely not necessarily relaxing or right. Self-reflecting. So I can see.
Yeah. So, and then we wound up at the end, chilling on the floor for a while, and
was that your favorite part?
Yes, only because she had this giant ceramic bowl, which I think most people know, like, you bang on the side of it, and then you go around the circumference of it.
I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah, it's like a singing bowl, isn't that what it's called? I think I nailed it.
I think you did.
And I clapped again.
I was going to call it a hippie noisemaker. I think you did way better. I think...
Yeah, a singing bowl.
A singing bowl
and
sounds
it was
a lot better.
Huge. I thought that when she brought it in there, she was, like, keeping her odds and ends in there. Like, maybe an extra pair of shoes or a bag with an extra pair of shoes in there. It was big. Usually the ones that I've seen are just kind of, like, hand size.
Right.
But it looked like, you know, a salad bowl.
And it was very beautiful. It was something
it
that
was
you would
real nice.
I would put it in my house as decor.
Right. Yeah, it was. And so that laying down really started to trip me out, and I really liked that a lot.
Having the singing bowl vibrations reverberating.
Yeah, it was like left ear into the right ear, and I was like, this is great. And then there was, of course, David Bowie going on, so.
Everything you need in life.
Yeah, did you have a favorite part beyond the syncing up of moves to music?
I would say that overall, I really enjoyed the class because of the variety, and I think you already spoke to that. You know, we started off slow with sort of your basic yoga warm-up and a little review of the yoga basics, and I haven't really been in a class that has had so much flow but variety in the flow, so I guess if you have an entry-level understanding of yoga, you would know what a sun salutation or a vinyasa is, where you, like, start out standing and do a bunch of stuff and end up in down dog, right? A lot of flow classes I've taken, that is the basis for every kind of higher intensity flow you're in, but there's very little variation. What I liked about what we did is there were a lot of different poses incorporated, and every series that flowed was not based on or around that vinyasa or sun salutation. So I was very impressed with the variety that was offered of pace and style.
Pace and style.
Mad props, Veronica.
Yeah, very nicely done. Yeah, everyone who left that had a very good time and had positive things to say.
I was sore for 2 days after. That's the honest truth.
Yeah. Do we want to get into our reflections, or do we want to take another quick one?
Well, I'm just going to press pause. Final reflections, plans for the future.
Yeah, Shannon is trying to talk me into, like, hot yoga.
Yes.
And the reason why she's trying to talk me into hot yoga...
Bikram yoga.
...is because I don't want to do yoga again. And that's really because, again, this was my fundraiser, and with someone who I had known and sort of built, I don't know, catered to me in a lot of ways. So the David Bowie music playing the whole time... There were plenty of times where I just stopped yogaing and just started to, like, sing to my son, who was on the mat in front of me, and just be like, you know this song, bro? And just kind of, like, singing and jamming out and not caring about yoga because the environment was really great. I don't think that I could go to a slower yoga, whatever that is, a more concentrated yoga, because I just mentally probably can't do it.
A lot of classes are, like, pretty much completely silent, and everyone is fairly compliant with the yoga that is going on.
So I couldn't do that, knowing that it's not probably out there. I looked at the reflection of this saying, if I was going to do something similar, I'd probably do something like a CrossFit class where they incorporate a little bit of yoga into the CrossFit, and that would be sort of my style. But yoga... Thank you very much. You were wonderful. Veronica, you were great. And if I could just do Veronica's classes for the rest of my life, I probably can and could and would. But I see no need to, like, hit up any local studio.
You're one and dunning it.
I am one and dunning it. Would you call me out? You said I do that every single time. But I said I would go back to arm wrestling, and I would definitely ice fish again.
Okay, I guess maybe the past couple of times you have not wanted to do that.
Yeah, like, I felt as though I was contra dancing at some points because of my the body spatial abilities of where it should be, like touching the floor or getting my leg up into a certain position, really felt as though I was using my body for the first time.
That's tough.
Right. So, and it
I
wasn't...
I see that not necessarily being the most enjoyable.
No, it wasn't frustrating or anything, but it was just like, I don't... Okay, I feel this awkwardness, and it's great during the times that I didn't particularly like anyways. The slower stuff. But during that fast yoga, it fit sort of my... I don't know, my game plan, I guess. I don't know. What I'm used to of running in active sports.
So, you bring up running as a good segue. I have a very checkered history with yoga. I've been really into it. I've been pretty out of it for a while. But right as we started the yoga class, and I think this is probably the third yoga class I've been to in the past year, I just thought I need to be doing this more regularly as a runner because I am terrible about stretching after running. I am a slacker with cross training, which I think yoga is both of those in one, depending on what kind of yoga you do. And it was a reminder to me that I should get more on my yoga game and at least once a week be doing yoga, not necessarily for 90 minutes. And I don't know what you think about this. The shortest yoga class I know of is a 60-minute class. There really aren't any shorter than that. There are some DVDs and websites and stuff I found with 30-minute yoga, though, or 15-minute.
Like 7-minute abs?
Pretty much, but so I think part of why I don't go to a yoga class is that I'd rather spend an hour running than being kind of still. Yeah. So I
didn't feel limber after. I felt like we got a solid workout. You said you were sore for 2 days, and we went running 2 days later. You know, we probably ended up putting in 8 miles that day with the stuff that we do, and it was difficult.
I was, yeah, in a world of hurt still.
And I think that's the other thing. My other reflection is I wanted to be more limber from yoga. Like, I looked at yoga as just, like, hyper-stretching.
Well, it's definitely not a one-and-done type of limberness, either. It's something that definitely builds over time. Like, when I was doing yoga almost every day there was, like, an 8-month stretch that I was doing it practically every day.
Wow.
And over that amount of time, you definitely notice a difference and notice progress. It's just like running.
Mm.
In that way. So, I'm sorry that your limberness was not instantly increased by the yoga. But if you kept going, it would, for sure.
Yeah. Got anything else?
I think I am done here.
I've got a couple more things. But not about yoga. We had Brad from How Was Your Weekend reach out to us. So we started off this podcast series saying that we wanted to have How Was Your Weekend, and somebody else stole it. Well, Brad from How Was Your Weekend reached out to us and sent us a tweet, and we had a little bit of back and forth conversation, even gave us a recommendation.
Which
to go
was
listen
so
to
sweet.
It was.
Thank
it
you
was,
so much,
yeah,
Brad.
Yeah, Brad, that's cool.
And, like, Brad didn't steal the name. Really, what happened is that Brad is, like, had better timing and is perhaps a more motivated individual because
right.
We sat on the name idea for a few months before getting an episode out, and he beat us to the punch.
Sure. And actually, because of our laziness and procrastination, we still kept the Gmails and Twitters and everything else. We're like, we could change it, but let's not.
So sorry about that.
So sorry, Brad. We didn't really mean to. But so he reached out to us, and that's about it, I think.
We definitely need recommendations for some things.
Oh, yeah.
To do on our weekends. We have some of our own ideas, and we'll be going to some stuff coming up soon, but let us know what's going on in the area. We're in New England. We're willing to travel. So get in touch.
Yeah, if you have a cool local town thing going on. I know that there's a town in the summertime where it's like Pickle Festival down in Winchester. That's something that we could go and do. You know, just things like that. It's things that might highlight your community we're into. Sure. But, you know.
Except contra dancing and yoga.
That's right. Yeah. Well, if you want us to come over and go ice fishing, if there's any ice for you, then we can go on over there. And arm wrestle for a while.
Arm wrestle on ice.
Arm wrestle on ice.
While we're waiting for the fish.
To die.
To die.
Perish. To... Okay, well, that went off the rails.
Right?
Yeah, there we go. Well, that's a great way to wrap it up. So, thanks for listening. Keep sharing. If you want to get a hold of us, send us email at howisyourweekendwknd@gmail.com. Look us up on Twitter, now Instagram, and...
I learned how to use Snapchat!
Snapchat. There we go. Have a good one, guys.
Don't worry, folks. We're not going to let you go without some words of wisdom from our boy Kanye. This one's, I find it's a little yoga-ish. You've got to be really dialed into exactly who you are to the 100th power, or you're just everyone else. Thanks, Kanye, and thank you, listeners.